We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We made it all the way to 88 yesterday, but it is nice and cool this morning. We're in the 50s now, and Chief Meteorologist Ann Brunoff says most of us won't get out of the 60s today. Get your complete forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Monday, October 19th, as the COVID-19 case rates continue to rise in North Texas. The Dallas County judge says Governor Abbott is sending conflicting messages about whether it's safe to get together in big groups. KRLD's Alan Skaya reports Dallas County added 554 new cases yesterday.
516 are new, 38 were previously unreported. Three people died, including a woman from Garland who was on a flight from Phoenix to DFW Airport. Judge Clay Jenkins says she started having trouble breathing before takeoff. They took her off to get help, but she died at the airport. Jenkins says he's worried. Governor Greg Abbott is sending mixed messages by letting counties decide whether to reopen bars. He's worried Dallas County's seven-day average of new cases is increasing. And the county has been in its red zone, with Jenkins calling that stay home, stay safe.
If we get the numbers down, there's more freedoms and more things that we're able to do. It's very frustrating that we keep opening in ways and doing things that stop us from getting into yellow and green. We were on pace before the missteps.
Tarrant County reported 501 additional cases yesterday, no additional deaths. Collin County reported 75 cases and one death. Denton County does not report cases on Sundays. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We may be in the middle of a pandemic, but flu season is getting started. Experts like Dr. Paul Pepe are advising to get a flu shot now and let the immunity build up.
Don't wait till later on and then when you get sick, because we don't know if and when flu is coming and how hard it's going to be hit, whether it be better because everybody's practicing better precautions, or it's just going to be another strain that might be worse. We don't know yet, so why take a chance, get your shot.
Symptoms for the flu can often be similar to those from the coronavirus. Dr. Pepe says getting vaccinated also helps minimize the effects of the flu if you still come down with it. Early voting breaking records in some Texas counties, as the Secretary of State's office says 3.8 million Texans had voted early through Saturday. Harris County Clerk Chris Collins says long lines and concern of COVID are not deterring voters.
The voters are not screened because it is their constitutional right to vote. We cannot prevent them from entering a voting center.
Denton County, among those seeing record turnout around the state, 27% of registered voters cast ballots in Denton County in the first 4 days. Democratic U.S. Senate challenger M.J. Hagar made campaign stops in Fort Worth and Dallas over the weekend. She was joined in Dallas by Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson. Hagar says it's important for voters to not just know whom you're voting for president. She says voters need to know about down ballot candidates and their races.
The lower down the ballot the candidate is, the less you are likely to know about them, and the more they will impact your life.
Hagar is facing Republican incumbent Senator John Cornyn. The Real Clear Politics average of polls has Cornyn up by about 7.5%. Two badly wounded women found in a car early this morning in East Fort Worth, and authorities say it may have been a road rage attack.
A woman called Fort Worth 911 about 1 o'clock this morning saying she'd been shot and that she believed she was dying. With that, police and paramedics were dispatched to Jenny's Beauty Supply on East Meadowbrook near Loop 820. Pulling into the parking lot, they immediately saw a car all shot up, and inside, the woman who'd called 911 and another woman, both of them had been shot. They were rushed to the ER, but no conditions have been released. Based on the women's information, investigators believe the shooting was a road rage attack, but it's too early to say anything about the doer or the other car. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The staff of the Dallas Morning News, along with its Spanish language counterpart, Aldea, became the first newspaper in Texas to unionize. SMU Dedman School of Law professor Eric Cedillo says despite parent company AHBLO not voluntarily recognizing the union, there could be an upside.
But I would imagine that the employees are going to want to make sure that the company is there and it continues. It doesn't behoove anyone for it to go under. So just being at the table doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing for the company. So it may be overall, it's possible that it may be advantageous to both parties.
Journalists at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram have announced efforts to unionize, as have other employees successfully at major newspapers like the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Arizona Republic. At Globe Life Field, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat Atlanta to advance to the World Series. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein was there.
This is the third time in 4 years the Dodgers have advanced to the World Series. The Dodgers, in fact, have won the NL West 8 consecutive years, but so far they do not have a World Series title to show for it during the stretch. But excited fans I spoke to after Game 7 say they will do it this time.
We're going to finish it and we're going to win.
We are back, baby, and we're coming. Redemption is ours. Let's go.
We'll get it this time. We'll get the dub this year.
Let's go, Dodgers.
The Dodgers face the Tampa Bay Rays in the World Series. All games will be played at Globe Life Field with Game 1 set for tomorrow night. At Globe Life Field in Arlington, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Cowboys will host Arizona tonight for Monday Night Football. With a win, Dallas can go up by a game and a half in the division. Kickoff this evening is at 7:20 on 105.3 The Fan.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.